State Nation, what's happening? This is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, daily edition here on this rainy Monday. And boy, it's been raining March 21st, 2022. And we'll get to K-State women's basketball as their season officially comes to a close today as NC State rained on K-State's parade to get to the Sweet 16 and what was an absolute rout there. We'll get to that in the next edition of the Daily. For right now, this trumps that. Men's basketball, K-State men's basketball. Alex talked about this a little bit in the, I believe it was episode 90. All these episodes are now coming, are meshed together now. Episode 91 of the Purple Project Podcast Weekly, now out wherever you get your podcasts. I should say still out. When we talk with Curtis Kelly, and we have another special guest lined up. I have to double check with him to make sure he's still good with it, even though we set the time last week. And oh, by the way, we did not do two shows. I ended up doing a special on the K-State women's basketball team, the first round matchup, everything else against Washington State. That replaced that. So this time around, we are going to get two episodes this week here on our Purple Project Podcast Weekly Edition, which will be episode 92. Me and Alex will record tomorrow night, and we are not short, definitely not short of stuff to talk about, as far as it's probably going to be more basketball heavy. And then, of course, Thursday, we have our special guest, which I will be starting that conversation off, to say the least, and we'll see what Alex is at by wherever at this interview. I'm trying to keep the special guest under wraps there as well. I'm looking forward to having the special guest on the Purple Project Podcast. Meanwhile, we are looking forward to having the new head coach of the K-State men's basketball team, Jerome Tang, a longtime assistant coach for Baylor. Of course, the Rise, that basketball team over the last, several years. Long-time Baylor assistant coach. Getting his chance at the big time. Coming here to Manhattan to be the new K-State men's basketball coach. It was announced early today. Obviously after Baylor's exit of the NCAA tournament against the they were the defending champs, of course, last year. And they defend in North Carolina in one of the more, probably one of the better games. There are a lot of good games this past weekend. But probably that one, North Carolina-Baylor, was at the top, obviously, because of obvious reasons. Baylor trying to defend, trying to go back-to-back. Well, it came up short against North Carolina. And if you hear any raindrops behind me, yeah, I am right next, recording right next to the rain down this basement here. And it's, I'm looking at a tore up yard for reasons that I don't understand why. Well, I can explain them to you, but it'd be long as we weren't even aware that they were, that utility people were going to come back and screw up our yard. But that's another conversation for another day. Back to important stuff. Yes, Bruce Weber resigned after the first round of the Big 12 tournament, the loss to West Virginia there. He stepped down after another losing season here in Manhattan, Kansas, a third straight losing season, which, of course, leaves us out of the tournament. But we get a much-needed fresh face of this program, Jerome Tang, in a short statement. Of course, his press conference, official being the official men's head basketball coach, will come on Thursday. And I'll probably, due to the early recording, might have some reaction to that. We'll have to see how everything goes, because our guest had a time frame to record the interview. So we're going to do that. I'll be doing that early on Thursday evening. Quote, Tang, I am beyond excited to be the next head basketball coach at Kansas State. And then, quote, having an opportunity to build on a program with a rich basketball history at a prestigious university is truly a blessing. We look forward to bringing an exciting style of basketball to K-State while helping our student athletes succeed on the court and in life as well. Tang, he's age 55, just wrapped up his 19th year as an assistant coach with the Baylor Bears. Unbelievable. Long career there, coming to a close there. Of course, I already said all of that. He was hired to be Scott Drew's assistant there back in 03. And then he took the, he was promoted to the associate head coach back in 17, just a couple few years ago there. Of course, Baylor's turnaround under Scott Drew the last two decades is one of the most remarkable in all of sports. He took over a program mired in controversy. That sounds like the, I'm sorry, I got to do this. That sounds like the Atlanta Falcons right now. And built it to a phenomenal Big 12 power and NCAA champion. Jerome Tang has been credited as a huge contributor to that rebuild, serving on a staff while they built 8 top 25 recruiting classes, made 3 Elite Eights, and in the meantime of that, won 2 conference championships and consistently produced NBA talent throughout the last 2 decades there as well. Gene Taylor in a little bit of statement here, quote, As we conducted a national search to find our next head coach, we wanted to identify an individual who, let's see, now I'm getting, that's going to have to wait. Okay, sorry, K-State Nation for that. Let's see, all right, now, okay, who can lead our program to consistently high levels while maintaining the integrity that our program is known for. Coach director, the athletic director, Gene Taylor, continues on that. When we first met with Jerome, he was very impressive in that. Continued throughout the duration of our search from a detailed recruiting plan and familiarity with our league, his knack for building and maintaining tremendous relationships with everyone he comes in contact with to offense and defense philosophies. He has what it takes to be a successful leader, in quote. So much, we'll go over his statistics a lot more this week on the Pro Project Podcast weekly. I think this will come out, the weekly edition, episode 92 will come out midweek because of the special guest interview on Thursday, which that one will come out on Friday. So you, this time, not lying this time, K-State Nation, you are going to get 2 episodes this week. Technically I did 2, we did 2 last week just because we didn't do the normal weekly edition there. I called it off there and did something special for the K-State women's team. And now, for real, we're going to get 2 episodes this time around. So K-State Nation, again, appreciate you guys for listening, for hanging in there. You are going to get 2 episodes, episode 92 and 93. And by the way, we are still closing in or approaching, I should say, 100 episodes of the Pearl Project Podcast, folks. That does not count the dailies at all. That's everyday stuff because there's always something going on. In particularly like days like these, a big day for Kansas State basketball, men's anyways. On the flip side, the women's basketball season comes to an end against NC State. Again, more on that tomorrow morning. But this trumps that today. Jerome Tang, the next K-State men's head coach basketball. That didn't make any sense. Jerome Tang is now, or will be officially, come Thursday, will be the new head coach of Kansas State basketball. Huge. And yes, absolutely. K-State needed a fresh face, very fresh face to go with that as well. I'm looking forward to it, man. Everyone wanted Underwood, but for me, anything else, Tang was right up there on the list right there of coaching candidates for K-State. Gene Taylor got his man. And next, me and Axel, I'm pretty sure we'll dive into this on episode 92. Next, once Coach Jerome gets settled, he needs to go to talk to Nigel Pack and Marquise Noel. That's his next step right there. The Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast. It's going to do it for right now on this big time edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition. You're a subscriber to this podcast, K-State Podcast, the other K-State Podcast, a sleeper K-State Podcast. Make sure you tell your friends about it. I got pulled aside over the weekend after the 10K race I participated in over the weekend. Again, more on that also. Coming up here this week, that He really enjoyed the podcast as well, so we got a shout out as well. So I know people are listening. I know at least some people are listening out there as well. But I also can tell because the numbers continue to consistently rise up on a consistent basis every day. And I appreciate you guys, K-State Nation, for doing that as well. That's going to do it for right now. Go Cats! This has been the Purple Project Podcast.